Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We are here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. And we have an amazing show today. As always, the theme today is the power of the imagination. And I am pleased to introduce you to my special guest today, YouTube VIP and the creator of the eponymous YouTube channel, Macochino. Macochino, or Maco for short, is a Renaissance soul whose goal is to help and inspire people to express themselves through art by raising their beliefs in what they are capable of achieving. So there's so much power in what she is doing. Maco helps people discover their own creative strengths and encourage their self-confidence. And so that's just a very beautiful thing and something that we're all looking and needing to, you know, we always need to keep reinforcing our confidence and empower ourselves and be really plugged into our strengths and our confidence. So Maco is here to share strategies for helping us find our real potential and unique voices. Maco, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
No, me too. I love your work. I love what you're doing. Your YouTube channel is beautiful, and your introductory video to your channel is just very, very moving. You talk about the imagination. Maco, the imagination, or, you know, people might understand it as the faculty of imagining, and we all know what it is to have an imagination. It is the ability to form new images and sensation. So it's not just visual, it's also sensory. And it's in the mind that it's more than what is perceived to the senses. It's more than just sight or hearing or taste. It's the imagination helps us make knowledge applicable in solving problems and is fundamental to integrating experience and the learning process. So it's a very, very powerful tool. And art is a means of harnessing the imagination. So, Maco, how do we use art and the imagination to empower ourselves?
Well, I'm a huge believer that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. So I believe that imagination is the source of our creativity and that we should focus on promoting creativity and empower people to overcome fears of failure, and so they can find their creative strengths and their full potential. So that's why I feel like imagination is such an important thing in our lives.
I totally agree. I mean, my work is all harnessing the imagination as a therapeutic tool, and there are so many ways to harness it. And when we tap into that resource, it gives us so much a deep reservoir, deep connection to something that we might, again, greater than what we can see or touch. So how does art help us? I mean, art is known, of course, it is a creative process. It is the imagination. How does it help us create that empowerment and transformation? So if someone is saying, for instance, well, I'm not an artist, what do you say to them and what they can do to get more in touch with this, for that creativity and empowerment?
I think that you can be creative in anything, and I think everyone has the talent and that they should empower it and, yeah, get better at it and just follow their passions and, yeah, just don't be afraid of failure and mistakes, because a lot of people are commenting under my videos telling me that they're just afraid of making mistakes, or that people will judge them, or that someone else is better than them. And they just stop pursuing this passion just because they think they will fail. And I want to show my viewers that they can create things and be creative and have fun and express themselves to find their own voice. So that's why I'm here and make videos to help them.
Well, you certainly have beautiful videos, and you really make it very accessible. I think I really appreciate your point and that getting through the critical mind that we're afraid of, that people get really afraid of failure. You know, people have been criticized a lot or been put down if you've had that, or just your own needing to be expectations, unrealistic expectations. And when we can just let go and allow ourselves to find those voices so that we can remove ourselves from the judgmental mind and the fears, then we really, it takes us into other areas of our life where we can learn to overcome fears through art. Do you find that when people follow your channel and you know try what you're doing, do you get stories of them creating change in their lives as a result?
I get a lot of comments and sometimes emails, and people say that they got inspired to start painting again, or that they try out new ways of painting, or just they try to something new, and that they realize that they are actually good at something. There was a person that commented and said that they wished they were talented enough, or that they could paint as good as me, and everyone was so supportive in my comment section. Everyone was telling you should try, and I also said that you shouldn't get discouraged and just try it out. It's fun, and after a while, I think a few weeks later, she actually emailed me and said that, you know what, I went to the art store and I bought all the things and I started to paint, and I realized that I was really good at it, and she didn't know that before she started it. And I feel like a lot of people just miss the opportunity to find their own unique talent or real talents that are hidden inside them. And I always try to encourage them to try new things, and that's why I always create projects that are fun and easy to recreate, that are not too overwhelming. And I also share techniques and ways how I do certain things to show my viewers that it's okay to experiment and to mess up and just to let go of the perfect idea, because I realized that there is no such thing as perfection, and that's why I always believe that we shouldn't give us such a hard time trying to reach it. And I don't say that you shouldn't strive for improvement and get better at things. I just want my viewers to realize that sometimes we keep ourselves from enjoying and trying out new things because we believe that we will fail anyways, that we are not good enough or not talented enough to do that. And it's totally not true. And especially since we always get compared with everyone else, and because we feel like that what we want to do is not going to be good enough only because it has to follow certain rules to be considered good. And, and that's why people think failing is not an option and they just don't try something new. So that's why I really want to empower them to overcome those fears, to discover their own creative strength, and just to encourage their self-confidence. And because it always makes me sad to see how a lot of people are commenting and telling me that they're just afraid of disappointing people. And they're afraid of painting something or doing something because they will get judged, or that they just fear that someone else is better and they just don't try it out. So I believe that this is one of the reasons that keep us from pursuing certain things in life. And it makes me really happy to see when people really commenting me and saying that your video helped me, and because of you, I started to paint again, or just got back to my old painting and tried it again. And yeah, those comments really make me happy.
Well, I think, again, your points are so profound because it's greater than art. It's a part of art. It's greater than art, that whole message that we don't try things, we're too scared to try things, we don't tap into our possibilities, our potential, our imagination, in whatever aspect of our life, because we're so afraid of the judgments, we're so afraid of not being good enough or measuring up. And so that really paralyzes us. And yeah, that whole encouragement and just changing that lens to there's no such thing as perfection, everything is good enough, you can learn, and you just be yourself and find your own voice and find your own way of expression, and is very, very powerful, and it's a very important message. And for all of us in all aspects of our life, in whatever way we're wanting to express ourselves. So I very much applaud you for doing that.
Thank you.
And, you know, so Michael, what got you into this? Do you have your own story? What made you want to start this channel, or how did you? I mean, was art always part of your life? Did you have your own stories to overcome? I asked you lots of questions all at the same time. My enthusiasm. Anyone?
It's okay. Well, I started my YouTube channel because I wanted to express myself and also share my ideas. Because when I was in school, it was hard for me to fit in. So I always felt like an outsider and unimportant. And sometimes I felt like my thoughts and ideas didn't really matter to anyone as well, just because I was not popular enough. So nevertheless, it didn't discourage me, and I just did my own things. And I was always passionate about my hobbies and being creative in general. And I also felt like that our teachers in school weren't that great most of the times, especially the art teachers. And I didn't like the way art was taught. So I always said, when I grow up, or when I later, I should become an art teacher and become the best art teacher ever. And this was just a thought. So around that time, I was always watching different YouTube videos and tutorials. And for me, it was really inspiring to see how these creators were sharing their ideas with others, and how their audience enjoyed and appreciated what they were doing. So since I really like to help people and was passionate about creative things, it made me think maybe I should start my own YouTube channel and share my ideas with everyone. And yeah, I also thought maybe I can teach something that I have learned over the years and maybe turn them into DIY projects and art videos that are easy to recreate. So yeah, after a long time, I thought I should just start and do it. And over the years of doing it, I discovered what I really want to pursue with my channel, what was my goal, what my goal is for my channel. And so in a way, YouTube helped me to find my own voice and also helped me to realize what I really wanted to do. And I'm glad that my videos inspired and help people around the globe.
Well, your story as well is very inspiring because you're able to move through a challenge and adversity and difficulties, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who relate to that, not being popular, not being part of an in crowd, so to speak, whatever that means exactly, or labeled that way, because we're all not that socially, or we're not all just, we're not all the same, and we're not all just this little carbon copies. So we can be unique and beautiful and precious, and still at a certain point in our life not really feel or fit into a group at that time in our lives, and just based on many different factors. And when we internalize it and own that as I'm not good enough and not feel good about ourselves, and you had those experiences, yet you turned them, which is beautiful, into something that was something that not only empowered you, but has helped empower others, and now you have over 100,000 subscribers, so now you've become super popular. So it's fascinating. and growing, of course, so it's fascinating how you have, and it's a beautiful story, and I love inspirational stories. I love that message, because anyone out there who is going through these same emotions, and lots of people at different intervals in their life, I think everyone goes through, without exception, feelings of not fitting in, feeling inadequate, not feeling secure, not knowing, and not having a place. That's part of what everybody goes through at some point in their life. And to know that you can have those experiences and empower yourself and learn from them and grow, yeah, so that you can actually change your life completely. So that's a fabulous story and very inspiring. Anyone doing that, I always say, you know, you are a beacon of light in this world, sharing your beauty, sharing your message, sharing your own growth, because you did it. We all know we can do it too. It gives us that perspective that, and you know, change is possible, love is possible, yeah, positivity is there. So thank you so much. Michael?
Yes. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
No,
I wasn't sure if you cut out, because sometimes you have little glitches occasionally in the process. So in your transformation, like, where do you feel you're at now? So you've come to this and you're doing this amazing work. Are you sharing your art in other ways?
I focus on my YouTube channel right now, and
okay.
I try to empower and give my viewers the opportunity to express themselves as well, but I also help a local organization here in my town. We also help children to be creative, and we provide tools and supplies and help them just creative things and have fun and learn about new materials and ways what you can create and do. And it really makes me happy to see how those kids, they're very young, and how they just try out. They don't ask you what they should do. They just try it out. It's interesting to see how different they are. Some kids will say, I want to do it my way, and their parents are, but this is better, you should do it this way. But the kids, no, I want to do it this way. And some kids, they always ask their parents what they should do. Should I do this? Should I glue these things like this, or should I add this? And they always ask their parents for every single step. And that's why I feel like you should help kids to be creative and just empower their own uniqueness and creativity to just express themselves and create their things they enjoy, and don't tell them how certain things should look and, yeah, to be good. So, yeah, that's why I also help, on YouTube and also offline.
That's just lovely. I'm really, really love that whole message, and I think it's such a key thing that humans all struggle with, that to be, live your own truth, like, what your way is okay, who you are is fine, you're beautiful being you, and teaching that from very early in age, and learning that from early in age, really taking that forward in our life, is what creates healthy and happy living. So that's just a beautiful thing. Why do you think, Michael, that creativity is so powerful and has so much benefits for us, from children to adults? What's it in the creativity process that's so empowering?
For me, always having creative hobbies like dancing, playing instruments, creating art, or just having different kinds of interests in general, always made my life a little bit harder in terms of deciding on one career path and what field I should focus on after school. But it really helped me be more flexible, thinking outside the box, and also helped me pursue goals and dreams and no matter how impossible they might seem to other people. And I think that being creative is a huge part of creating a life that is worth living, because it involves putting your imagination to work and doing something that really matters to you. And I also believe that when you create things, that really pushes you to explore new possibilities, and yeah, it helps you and us to evolve as a person and to find new ideas and also broaden our perspective about life in general. And I think you can be creative in anything. And just because school sometimes gives us the feeling that we are not good enough or talented or hardworking enough, it doesn't mean that we are not capable of achieving great things in life. And that's why I want to empower my viewers and with my art to be able to express themselves so they can discover their full potential. And I think that I also realized through my story, through my journey, that how much of an impact it really had on my life and myself. And it helped me, being creative, it helped me in so many ways. So I studied cultural studies. And it was like the topics were all over the place. Like we were learning about different cultures and fields and arts, philosophies, and that really helped me to develop different skills. Because, for example, we always had to switch to totally different topics and subjects. It helped me to think outside the box and also realize that there is no such thing of the right way of living, and everyone has a different story and different view on life. So I think that we are all different, but we have so many things in common, and everyone wants to be happy and have a fulfilling life. And that's why I believe that it is important to encourage people to create their own unique way of life and not be pressured by anyone. And I just don't want them to miss out on opportunities, and I believe that promoting creativity and self-expression is an important step towards a happy life. And that's why I always emphasize on it's important to be creative. It's not just a hobby or just something that kids do in their free time. It's really really essential to our everyday life.
That's just beautiful. I think that it's so true that that breaking out of a box and just clearly opening our minds, and it's so important, because humans have a tendency to be creatures of habit, and we can get really stuck as a result, doing the same things, repeating the same patterns, mentally, emotionally, physically, and we can be very unhappy when some of those beliefs or mindsets or feelings are things that do us no good, like not feeling good enough. And if we start thinking that way enough and feeling that way enough and we're acting that way enough, then we're in a box. And so the creative process allows us to break out of that box and open up our minds and change the way we're seeing ourselves and feeling. I really like when you talked about the fact that we don't have to be an quote-unquote see ourselves as an artist, just to draw, to paint, to open ourselves up to this. And in doing that, what that allows us to do is open up our minds and open up our hearts and open up, create change, because we are finding new ways to express ourselves and think about ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful message. And I think so what you're really saying is no one has to have known how to draw or see themselves as an artist to really benefit from creativity and opening themselves up to the creativity. And on your channel, you offer everyone a user-friendly and easy way to access their creative minds and open them and break out of that the limitations.
Yes.
Well, Mako, we're really it's amazing having you here. I'm enjoying you so much. We are coming to the final moments of the show today. Would you like to leave the listeners with a final tip, a takeaway for themselves that you just like to impart in terms of really being able to harness their imagination and empower themselves?
You should never be afraid of expressing yourself and following your passions. It's okay to be different and have different kinds of interests, and it's okay to be not popular enough because it doesn't really matter in the end. And you also shouldn't think that you have to hide your voice because it's not important or that what you do is not good enough, because I believe that this voice, that part of you, is what makes you unique, and this is the key to your individuality. And so be brave and never ever get discouraged by things and other people and things that people are telling you, just because I believe everyone is capable of achieving great things, and you just have to find something you enjoy and just go for it and find new ways and find your unique way to express yourself.
Beautiful message. It's a beautiful message for all of us. And thank you so much, Mako, for your insights, your contribution with your channel, the gifts that you're giving the world, being a beacon of light for all of us, and to express ourselves and find our creativity and break out of the boxes of limitations. Thank you so much for being in here today. So much inspiration from you.
Thank you for inviting me. That's really fun.
Yes, and let me not forget, I'm so happy having you, that you can find out more about Mako at her YouTube channel, Makocino. That's MakoCino. That's Makocino. You can find the link below. Amazing stuff, beautiful work. Thank you for being here again today, Makocino. Have a great day.
Thank you, Fanny. Thank you, too.
Many blessings. Well, we learned a lot, we gained a lot, and we were so inspired by this story. And the main message, you are your own beautiful divine spark of light. Shine bright. Don't let anyone really suppress your voice, your beauty. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. And to get more insights on how you could lead your best life possible, check out my website, Wellness Lifestyle Network, and that's welllifenetwork.com. You'll get incredible tips. Share out on the limb with all your friends, and keep in mind, sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you deserve. Once again, Dr. Nicola Bird, see you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.